The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 13. I'm Jerry Williams from Richmond Magazine.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
Originally today, we were going to interview two shows, the Irma Bombeck Show at Hanover Tavern and then John and Jen at Hat Theater. However, as everybody probably remembers, we had all that wind on Friday of last week and the opening night was canceled, a rare occurrence in Richmond Theater. Only Rich saw that show, so he's not going to say anything.
I'm not.
No. And we're going to move on to John and Jen, which we've all three seen. John and Jen is playing at Hat Theater through March 17. This two-person show examines the relationship of a brother and a sister, then progresses into a single mother's relationship with her son. Rich, since you didn't get to talk about the other show, why don't you talk about this one?
As much as I enjoy Chris Hester and Georgia Rogers Farmer's performers, this musical didn't really hit me. I thought it was really shallow, and considering the subject matter, it deals with loss, it deals with Vietnam, and some weightier things, I kind of walked out unscathed, which I was a little surprised by. I thought Chris and Georgia were excellent. They're fantastic singers, and I thought that they worked some
wonderful chemistry together.
Yeah, the good chemistry. Overall, I was not impressed by the musical.
I agree. I think, as I said when I wrote the review, that any time that you spend with Georgia Rogers Farmer and Chris Hester is not any time wasted because they're both great performers. But I don't think the material that they had was up to their standard. There were some interesting scenarios that were set up, but it just didn't hit right. I mean, it's a musical, and it seemed that half the time they were talking through the lyrics rather than actually singing, that they didn't get a chance to really use their voices to the full extent that we know they're both capable of, especially Georgia.
It's interesting. I kept thinking You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, because a lot of songs had that same kind of almost pattery type of sing-songy style to them. I agree to an extent. I enjoyed the first act, even though it wasn't very deep. I thought the first act was a lot of fun. I thought Georgia especially was very charming and used her comic abilities to the greatest extent. The second act, which was supposed to be more intense and more conflict-y, like you said in the first act, I didn't think that worked at all. I was hoping for some kind of final emotional resolution to kind of pull this all together, and that never happened.
I'd agree.
We probably should say a word about the director, Doug Schneider, who has been seen locally in a number of plays on stage. This is the first time in Richmond he's directed. I thought he kept it nimble. It kept moving. But again, I think, I don't know if it was the play or him or both, that it just didn't have that impact that you felt like it needed to have in the second act.
I think it was more of the play than it was him.
Agreed. I would like to, before we end this, mention musical director Joshua Wortham.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We had a four-piece on stage for a theater of the size of Hat. That's kind of a big deal, and I thought that they were excellent.
From where I was sitting, I could see two of them. Two of them were hidden by those panels.
Mm-hmm.
And we should probably mention the panels, too, that Frank Foster basically had a multi-level black set, and then there were three video screens that Michael Jarrett created projections for that added some context. Sometimes they may have been more distracting than they were helpful, but I guess they at least added a visual element to the show.
Agreed.
Yeah, I like the projections. I thought it gave some texture.
I think overall we're saying that the elements of the production are much stronger than the work itself.
I can go with that.
Can I wrap it up this time, Jerry?
Sure, please do.
I think I just did.
Okay. So we have been talking about John and Jen, which will be playing at Hat Theater through March 17th. Since we didn't get to review the Irma Bombeck show at Hanover, we have the next best thing. Catherine Schaffner, who is starring in that one-woman show, is with us today. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell me first off, as we mentioned at the opening, opening night didn't happen, as everybody remembers, that big windstorm, no power out in Hanover Tavern?
The oddest thing ever. In my 1,000-year career, I've never had an opening night canceled. I think probably all actors have certain things they do to prepare for an opening night.
Rituals.
You psych yourself up. And then when it didn't happen, it was like, huh? I think I wrote on Facebook, I've never felt so discombobulated. And more than anything, I had people go, I don't think I've ever seen the word discombobulated in print before.
I thought it was discombobulated.
Yeah, well, maybe it was, but I felt discombobulated.
I
felt like I didn't quite know which way was up.
Right.
So Saturday, I started getting ready, got up, and I got an email saying, everybody, still no power at the tavern.
Wow.
We'll give you an update at 1:30. And so by about 1:32, I had eaten every fingernail down to my second knuckle, waiting to hear. And finally, at about 4:15, I heard that the power had just come back on. And so we had our, quote, opening night for a non-opening night audience. But it was lovely, and they seemed to have a really good time. And then we did a matinee yesterday, and the show is off and running.
For those youngsters out there who probably don't know who Irma Brombeck is, because she stopped. When did she stop actually being published, do you know?
Well, she was a newspaper columnist for 30 years.
Right.
She stopped in the 80s, I guess. I'm terrible with the passage of time. Since I myself am ageless, I've had a 50-year career, and I'm only 27, so right. Those
just
math.
Just like me, wow.
Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh, 27 and holding.
So in a nutshell, what is the play about?
It is about an hour-long compilation of who and what Irma Brombeck was. I knew a lot about her because my mom was a big fan, and those Irma Brombeck books were all around the house.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, back before the days of the internet, we actually read paper books.
Yes.
And I certainly read her. She was funny. As a comedian, she was somebody that I really got and thought she was terrific. But I learned things about her in this show that I didn't have any kind of an idea about. She tried to get the Equal Rights Amendment passed.
Uh-huh.
She worked 2 years on the road while she was doing 3 columns a week.
Wow.
She toured the country telling folks that the Equal Rights Amendment was just about equality.
With one person on stage, you're the only person on stage. But what is the biggest challenge about either this particular character or this production?
I would say the hardest thing about this was the aloneness. I love theater. I love acting. I love actors.
Right.
I love the interaction.
Of course.
And the prospect of, wow, just me. I mean, it's not just me. The audience.
Sure,
is the other character. But
right.
And just coming off
Miracle on 34th
Miracle
Street, which
on
34th. You had a great cast and you had a wonderful ensemble.
It was. I loved it and loved coming to the theater. I was actually in a production just before Miracle of The Crucible at the University of Richmond. And I was sort of considering these, what we're talking about now, out loud. Gosh, it's going to be so lonely. I love doing Miracle. I love doing Crucible. And it'll just be me. And the person I happened to be speaking to was fellow actor Joe Pabst, who was in The Crucible with me.
Right.
And he listened to me, and then he went, well, how about if I was your stage manager? And he is.
Oh,
and
great.
So that makes all the difference. Because a stage manager is, of course, there with you every night. And I swear he is snapping at my heels. I call him Eve, reference to All About Eve.
Right, right.
The young ingenue protege.
Ready to do the role.
Who, yes,
put on a wig and he's doing it.
That is correct. That is correct. I say to him every day, stay out of my costume and get my wig off your head. He knows every line. I'm a little nervous, but no, he's terrific. And then my director, John Moon.
John, right.
Dear friends, and he directed me in Nonsense. I don't know. He didn't learn his lesson. He came back, and and we worked together on this. And, of course, he's been wonderful
great
to work
guy.
With.
And he's a talented actor, so that always
absolutely.
Translates.
Yeah. It's been lovely, and the company has, you know, just they've taken such good care of me. So I'm looking for a successful, happy run.
Terrific. And Speaking of which, the show is supposed to end April 15th.
Right.
It may be extended because of the little snafu at the beginning, which
could
wasn't
be.
Nobody's fault but nature.
Right.
But that's not been announced yet. So
no, I don't think so. But there are rumblings of that.
Uh-huh. So one last question for you. What's next? I know you almost did 2 shows back-to-back.
Right.
Or 3 shows back-to-back,
right.
Actually.
In much the same situation I was in last March, when if you had asked me that question, I would have said, I really don't know. And then in a week... Literally in a week,
bam, bam, bam.
I got Irma Brombeck, I got The Crucible, and I got
Miracle.
A show up in, no, Miracle came very late. I got a show up in upstate New York. I got Boy in the Bathroom at Adirondack, but all in 1 week. So at this point, Jer, it's like, maybe I'll hear something, but I don't know.
You'll just sit back and relax. Take a deep breath.
Well, I don't know that I'll do that, but I'll be scrounging around. You know, Virginia Rep just announced their new season, and I'm going to be reading every one of those and seeing where I feel like I could get my foot in the door.
All right. Terrific. As we explained at the top of the show, we didn't get to review Irma Bombeck because it didn't open on opening night, but we'll be there this week. We've been chatting with Catherine Schaffner, who is the star of Irma Bombeck.
At Wit's End.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thank you.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artsies.org.